your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bass tumble. This ought to be a fun class.
Really?
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked?
Yeah, here we go. And your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A, and currently we're broadcasting on AM, FM, Utah, and Missouri. We've got satellite downlinks. We've got the internet. We've got smartphones. And on Monday, the great state of Tennessee joins the USAprepares.com family. I'm excited. I really am. I learned that yesterday. Alex Jones, producer, called me and said, we're going to Tennessee. So I am just delighted to have Tennessee be part of the USAprepares.com family. And we'll talk more about Tennessee on Monday. So if you'd like to share this broadcast with your friends and family, you can go to USAprepares.com. It'll take you to a link that'll let you download the podcast for free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. And today, two instructors join us in the classroom. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us and Nick Testaccio. And Nick is, you know, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the original Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Navy physicist, lead physicist for the U.S. Pentagon. Well, Nick Testaccio spent 30 years as a market analyst, specializing in agriculture and metals. He was a trader, a broker, a member of an affiliate, American Stock Exchange, where he traded bonds. He's a member of the New York Cotton Exchange and the New York Mercantile Exchange, where he traded metals and oil. And he was the director of quality assurance at the New York Mercantile Exchange, which is now part of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. So Nick has a great background. He is not a lightweight. He's a senior USAprepares.com instructor. And it's interesting, if you look at what happened, Nick was a student who listened to the broadcast and rose to become an instructor. He decided that he was going to share his experiences and his training and his education with us right here at USAprepares.com. So he has a really neat idea that he wants to share with us. Welcome, Nick Testaccio.
Good morning, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I'm great. It's great to hear you. And Richard Allen Miller, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Rick.
Yeah, pleasure to work with you.
Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. Why don't we start off with Nick? You had called me with a really neat idea. You have a relationship with someone, a family member, I believe, who works with autistic children.
That's correct.
Let's talk about what happens when, you know, we inject these young people with immunizations. Autism is out of control. It's off the charts. We are producing more autistic children than ever before. And many of us believe that we're doing it to ourselves. And then we warehouse these young people and then we kick them out. Let's talk about what really happens with autism and the person who's autistic. And then let's get into your idea where Richard Allen Miller can chime in because he's an expert in some of those areas.
Sure. Well, I have a little bit of experience through the family with some issues going back years ago. But more recently, my cousin Trish teaches autistic children in the New York City school system. It's a daunting task. I was talking to her on a few occasions about it, and she talks about the children. They're difficult to deal with. For instance, she has kids that are 14, 15 years old, can't put more than two words together. Their life as it is now is not going to be productive, and they're going to be put in. They're going to be labeled. And they're going to be put in a system. However, there are people out there who are willing to take these children on. There are small private businesses who are glad to do it because there's a certain aspect to them, and Rick could speak more to this because he's very knowledgeable about the fact. They can be very regimented. So if you take a child with autism and you tell them, okay, you're going to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to do the other thing, you can guarantee that that child will respond positively if you put him in an environment where he's safe and comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I may be jumping the gun a little bit here, but I got the idea from listening to the show about Dr. Miller's productive use of children in the school systems and using this labor force to produce agricultural products. So I said, well, why can't we use children who have been sort of put to the side that we've created by some of the things we've done. We've poisoned our land. We've poisoned our water. We forced them to take vaccinations, and who knows if vaccinations are really the cause of this, although it seems to be. So why not take these children and put them into an environment where they might flourish? I know as a child myself, my grandpa Russo, he had a big yard in Brooklyn. It was rather a large piece of land. And he grew fruits, vegetables. He had fruit trees, vines, tomatoes that were to die for, and a number of other plants that my grandmother used to can. And we'd eat from that. I got to eat my summer breakfast by going out and picking strawberries and blackberries and peaches off the tree. And to me, that was a wonderful experience. So I thought that, this might be a way to reach through to these children. But Rick tells me that he, and I'd like him to speak about this now, that being autistic may not be that much of a deterrent to having a great life.
Yeah, I could add a comment. I would be remiss if I did not mention Temple Grandin and what she has accomplished with her limitations. I wouldn't say that she's limited. There's an excellent movie called Temple Grandin that, highlights her life. Matt Stein was at a recent, last year he was at a conference with Mother Earth News, and Temple Grandin was sitting right next to him. And let me tell you, this woman is not handicapped in any manner at all. While she is quite different than other people, so am I. And I remember as a boy, by the way, your life growing up, it sounds wonderful to have that kind of an environment in the middle of a jungle. Ah, that's what they used to call it, the blackboard jungle there. It is, a credit to how you have become what you are today because of that. And that is really the message today, is that we try to classify everybody into being thin, having nice long blonde hair, and have these templates of what is good and what is not good in our society. And I would say we need a paradigm shift in taking a look at what we would call normally handicapped or limited children, you know, that were, let's say, mentally challenged. In fact, autism is not about that at all. In fact, in some venues, could be seen as a gift. Today, like in Grants Pass, Oregon, SPARC is a small, little tiny organization here locally that has a bunch of autistic children running a greenhouse, and they do all the bedding plants for the city and basically are doing a better job than master gardeners. And so what we are now doing is using master gardeners, again, like facilitators, where autistic children and or adults, and we have a lot of adults involved here now in this, are participating in areas where they excel. And when they do, the entire community benefits, rather than it being a lockdown hazard with our homeless and other things that are happening.
Yeah, it's really interesting that you're saying this, because Temple Grandin was born in 1947. She earned a doctorate of animal science. She's a professor at Colorado State University. And Time Magazine has her listed as one of America's top 100 heroes.
There you go. That's autism in its finest hour.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's, yeah. You know, it's a beautiful mind. I was considered early on to have some kind of aberration. And the first thing they wanted to do with me in third grade, I didn't read English by fourth grade. It wasn't until fourth grade that I actually was reading English. And I had read Palau and Tagalog and Mandarin 1, but I didn't read English until fourth grade. And they wanted to put me on lithium. My mother absolutely would not do that. So they tried to humiliate my mother and I by making me get up out of class in the middle on Wednesdays to go see a special counselor. What happened next? Counselor said I was gifted.
Well, maybe I'll share a story with you about me in third grade. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Nick Testaccio. This is USAForParents.com. You know, there is a future for autism, and it may be brighter than we might have thought 20 minutes ago. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Nick Testaccio, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I are talking about autism. And it may be a bright spot in our future. Rick and Nick, when I was in third and fourth grade, as you were discussing it, it brought back a lot of memories. I was dyslexic. I could not read worth a darn. The words would jump around on the page. And reading aloud in those reading circles back in those days was a humiliating experience. It really was. Everyone else could read, but I couldn't. Those words would just jump around on the page. And I didn't even want to go to school. It was so humiliating. So I can identify with what that's like. Somehow I outgrew it and I learned how to read. I read a lot. It's interesting because that's pretty much all I do now. I mean, if I'm not farming, I'm not broadcasting, I'm reading. But it was really difficult, and we used blue pieces of paper and pink pieces of paper to underline the words in the book, so it kind of stands still a little bit. But it's something that I had to work on and work on and work on for years to overcome. So I can kind of understand what these experiences are like for some of these children. So, Nick, what's the plan? What do you see?
Well, in listening to Dr. Miller, it's mulling through my mind, but how this could be expanded for myself to be involved. So, you and I had spoken before I was looking to move out of the area. I mean, maybe get myself a little farm and just go there and live to be away from the clutter of the city. And all of a sudden popped into my mind that what if I built a farm where we could bring these autistic children, have them stay for a day, a couple days, three, four, 5 days. I don't know what, how that would work out right now. I'm sure that some of them would do well. And have them live there for a few days, teach them the basics of farming, give them something to do every day, a regimen to do so that they could produce something and watch what they're doing to grow. Of course, this the whole plan in my head, you know, sort of popped in. So I'm just working it out right now. But the concept of a farm where they could go and even their parents could come and see them working in the fields and see how productive they can be and how it might affect their well, not only their well-being, but their parents' ability to work with these children and see that they're going to have a good life. Now, the reason I phrase it like that is because, as Rick has said, we label everybody. So you put these kids in a school environment, and they're labeled right away. And parents who, you know, are maybe not that aware of their potential see them as handicapped children. And I want to take some of that away, and I want the parents to see this as a family enterprise.
You know, that's an excellent and laudable path, and I would do anything I can to help you make that happen. I believe that the parents may be as culturally damaged as the children, and it might be a camp for both of them to have a different paradigm shift of their relationship to each other. You know, children have an innate desire to care for immediately and take care of parents when they're in trouble. And pretty much like a parent would for the child actually has a similar kind of thing. And really, I personally think that people over 5 years old are mentally damaged, and that, you know, with their food choices and their belief systems and their concepts of what is right and normal. So that's my first concern. Maybe the school would be both the...
Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Nick Testaccio, we're talking about autism. I'm Vince Finelli. Interesting relationship with Temple Grandin. I'll tell you what that is when we come back in just a minute.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my when you go to the
DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, we're talking about autism. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller mentioned Temple Grandin, and she was autistic, diagnosed at the age of 3 in 1950. And she was diagnosed as being brain damaged, but she had supportive mentors. And as a result, she was able to earn her doctorate of animal science, and she is a professor at Colorado State University. She graduated from a very small college in Ringe, New Hampshire, Franklin Pierce College. Now, Franklin Pierce College is in the middle of nowhere. It's almost like where the farm is that that I live on in Missouri. And I have been to Franklin Pierce College. It literally started out as a farm. I'm not kidding. And as I listened to Nick Testaccio talking about this, I see in my life, I have been there. I probably spent some time visiting the college when Temple Grandin was there, literally. And I look at this and I say, wow, here's a great example of how we can help people learn and become the best they can be, not as slave labor, but as productive members of society, and I think they would love it. Nick, the only thought I have where I differ with your initial timetable is 3 to 4 or 5 days. I'm thinking months, maybe even years, where they live and work and learn on the farm, and it is the next step is to transform the farm into a university, just as Franklin Pierce College was transformed into Franklin Pierce University.
Well, that's really forward thinking. I'm still in planning stage, but that's actually a terrific idea. My main motivation at this point was to get these kids into this type of an environment and see how it would work out. Of course, I mean, if it's a roaring success, your idea would be absolutely fabulous. But that obviously takes a lot of work. But, you know, talking about some of the underlying reasons why this needs to be done, because Dr. Miller has stated on a number of occasions, it's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when we're going to experience a tremendous upheaval in our society. I remember back in the late 50s, early 60s, we could produce enough food in this country to feed the world five times over. That's when the world population was somewhere around 3.5 billion people. You know, and even today with a population of 7 billion people, that's plenty of food. We don't even produce enough food. Forget about good food. We don't even produce enough food today to feed ourselves. We have sick herds of cattle, pigs, and our farm production is very low, considering the fact that we've gone into a technological age where the farmer should be able to use every inch of his soil to produce something. A big problem with that is that our soil no longer produces the nutrients it does. So getting back to your point, I saw a more pressing need right now to start what was going on, what I had in my mind of bringing children out so that they might be prepared and their families might be prepared for some upheaval in their lives. And also as this popped in to my mind a few days ago, as a place where they could seek shelter if things do get as bad as there is a potential for.
You know, children are actually in some ways more aware and intelligent than an adult, because an adult has developed and found a mindset of comfort. That's inside the box kind of thing. Whereas a child is more like an indigenous native, open to the environment and what it has to offer and what it might mean and how to integrate that for its own direction and pleasure. They're more indigenous oriented. That is essentially bred out of them in our current forms of education. And really, I'm speaking now as an individual that was in some ways very blessed by God when I was a child and yet had to fight my way through it. I did not have, once they determined I was gifted, then they wanted to advance me. Imagine how I might have become without the level of social awareness, which I think I'm extremely inept. Basically, I try to be a sweet old man, but truthfully, I don't have a clue of what's going on with women. the emotional concepts are semi-lost in me because I hang out in a different part of my brain more than I probably should. Gifts are your niche in the scheme of things. That's what a gift is to recognize a dysfunction and somehow containerize it in a manner, you know, like water, putting it in a glass so that you can drink it, so that you can use it as a tool. That's what my current writings are about. And agriculture, our relationship to the earth, has to do with Gaia and our relationship to self and the voice of the planet and how we get nurtured and sustained from it. And it's not about food. It is a relationship with yourself and your environment. And that is why I think a demonstration farm. We, as kids, when I was a little kid, in third grade and fourth grade, they had camp. And I went to Camp Waskowitz, where I learned about a Douglas fir tree and how the Douglas fir isn't a true fir, but it has a cone like this, and it leader tips that way, you know, blah, 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 like different than a hemlock. And I remember all of that from camp. And if we were to offer a child something different than urban neighborhood school systems as a secondary opening the door and giving them a peek, that would be a good place for educational reform to begin. And autism is just the tip of that iceberg.
So what you're saying is that Finney's idea of a longer-term project is an excellent idea.
Yes, and one where everybody gets to participate, including the parents, because basically it will be our children that save this earth and take care of us. We're already gone in that sense of it.
Nick, here's what I'm hearing as I'm listening to this this design unfold. By the way, the number one trending topic, the number one discussion point on TalkStream Live right now is titled Autism University. Autism University. Obviously, there's some interest in this. Nick, as I listen to this design unfold, what I'm hearing is an answer to parents' prayers. What I mean by that, what is the hope that a parent has for an autistic child right now? A life of caring for that young person. And, the parents are getting older and the child is getting older. What happens if the parents predecease the child? You know, then what happens? But, you know, when you combine this with what happened in Ringe, New Hampshire at Franklin Pierce College, ultimately Franklin Pierce University, and you see what happened with Temple Grandin, if you put all that together and you say, you know, there really is a long-term solution, we could have a four-year university, a four-year college for specializing in autism and helping these people become exactly what Temple Grandin became, you know, a doctor of animal science, farming. And if you look at Nick, you really hit the nail right on the head with this. I'm not kidding, because if you look at young people, they love animals. They love puppies. They love dogs. They love cats. They love horses and sheep and goats. And now you welcome them with the animals on the farm, with a long-term solution for their education. And it could be, it doesn't have to be college. It could start at, in the elementary grades, go through high school, and continue through college to the advanced degrees.
Here's the problem with one thought there. Imagine going to Brooklyn today and asking a 12-year-old where milk comes from.
Well, these autistic children would know.
Well, everybody should it that they do not? This country's strength and power and resources was based on agriculture. Mm-hmm. To walk away from that, where we're now giving all of that to Teamsters and the Arabs in a just-in-time dispensary of vital life force, is crazy. And the infrastructure is that rather than privatizing water, food should be taken off the monetary grid. And in fact, we're now proving that children are better farmers than adults. And they can stay on task more, and they have a different kind of relationship to what they're doing and how they serve a parent.
So let me ask this question. I know already that you believe that children should be the primary objective in this. What you're essentially saying is I'll wait till the commercial is over.
Yeah, let's do that, guys. Nick, hold that question. When we come back on the other side of this break, we'll talk about autism, the university, the long-term solution, children, and we actually may have found a real great place for them to be productive and happy. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I'd like to share this with you. Here in the Ozark Mountains, there is a college called College of the Ozarks. It is the hardest college to get into in the entire country. The rejection rate is about 90%. I think about 25% of those who actually get into the college survive 4 years. It's also known as Hard Work University. And in this college, every student works a minimum of 15 hours a week on campus, doing things like food service, you know all about that, the library. They have a farm. They have a dairy there. They produce their own milk. They produce their own beef. They produce a lot of their own food. They build their own buildings. They have commercial building. Some of the students who are interested in building operate heavy equipment like backhoes and sky lifts, and they put the roofing on brand new buildings. The students are involved in the construction of the buildings, the grounds, the maintenance. Every aspect of the computer science, they're involved in the maintenance and the infrastructure. They're involved in everything of this college. And I think about how hard these young people work, I think about how productive they're going to become and how so many companies want to hire these people. I'm looking at the extrapolation of Nick's idea and the how productive these autistic children could become and how happy they could become doing things in society that we probably think they can't do. But they can. They can. Nick, you had a thought and you were going to express it just before the break.
Yeah, so this was based on what Rick was saying. So we could create a farm environment where mm-hmm. children can learn what we should have remembered was really important to us, being caretakers mm-hmm. of the land, how to be productive in life, not just get a 9-to-5 job on Wall Street.
It's called self-survival and your personal relationship to yourself, where you feel secure that you have everything that you need in your environment, and then the paradigm shift is things that you want, which is different than things that you need. And that's why getting children to be exposed to this, some won't want to do farming. They just don't like the tractor or the smell of grease or whatever. But to have that exposure, like this college at the Ozarks, I was actually near it when I was in Chattanooga. I got to drive through that campus. It was very kind of cool. And there are the possibilities for educational reform are just exciting now. As the thing I want to spend next hour on is what is the distinctional difference between autism and dyslexia, and where the environment and pollution of the environment may be influencing larger production of one kinds of humans to over others. I have a concern there.
Okay. I do too. And you know, gentlemen, as I look at some of the challenges that we have in our lives, Rick, you've talked about some of the challenges that you've had in your life, and I've mentioned some that I've had. You know, we face them, and I honestly believe we came out better as a result of
them. Oh, yeah, here you are, possibly changing world thought on educational reform right here, right now. That, by the way, is a Chattanooga logo. Right here, right now, dealing with local production of food.
Okay. We're going to come back on the other side of the top of the hour news and advertisements. Nick Testaccio is going to be with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. We're going to talk about autism, the future, Nick's great, fabulous idea, Rick's additions to it, and dyslexia, autism, the pollution, the interaction, and what we're going to do about it. We'll be right back. This is USAPrepares.com.
Here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.